The crowd at first was eager. Members of Charlotte's Hispanic community gathered last night to watch President Obama announce changes in the enforcement to America's immigration laws. The mood after the speech, well, that varied from person to person. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
To say the room at the Latin American Coalition was packed is an understatement. Around 75 people poured in. Those who could sat in chairs, others stood along the walls or sat on the floor near the screen where the president's speech would be projected. Just before the president was to start his remarks, the crowd went quiet, their nerves on display when a staff member accidentally clicked past the White House website just as the president started to speak.
Families who enter our country the right way and play by the rules watch others flout the rules.
Some couples held hands, mothers and fathers held their children, and a few whispered translations as President Obama announced a plan to defer deportation for an estimated 5 million people in the country illegally.
Felons, not families. Criminals, not children. Gang members, not a mom who's working hard to provide for her kids. We'll prioritize, just like law enforcement does every day.
The crowd politely applauded when the president finished. They all had a stake in what was said, says Armando Belmas from the Latin American Coalition.
It affects everybody in that room, pretty much, from the folks who are undocumented to the people who are U.S. citizens and live with someone who's undocumented.
They all seemed to have questions. Some were brought to tears. Jorge Acosta was brought to the U.S. from Mexico by his parents when he was just 2 months old. He's a so-called dreamer, given deferred deportation status under a 2012 executive action by President Obama. For Acosta, the news was overwhelming.
I'm really happy because some of my friend's parents and my cousin's parents are able to apply, so that's something.
But Acosta's own mother does not qualify.
You know, today my mom has been calling me nonstop, wondering what's gonna happen, and I have to tell her that, like, she can't get anything yet.
Under President Obama's plan, immigrants in the country illegally who are parents of U.S. citizens, have no criminal record, and have lived in the country for at least 5 years can apply for a deferred deportation where they would not be deported for 3 years. 36-year-old Raúl Arista, originally from Mexico, should be celebrating that news. He has two kids. Both are U.S. citizens.
I've been living here 15 years, no criminal records. I've been paying taxes, working.
But even he has doubts.
I don't know yet because we had to look and see the details.
Arista and others can apply for the program next spring if the program is still in effect after Republicans gain control of both the House and Senate in January. Many GOP leaders responded last night by saying they are looking at ways to stop this immigration plan before it begins. For one, 9th District Congressman Robert Pittenger called the president's move an egregious violation of the Constitution. He says the president is exercising power that only belongs to Congress. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.